The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome to Breaking Beauty, the podcast all about the breakthrough people, products, and moments in beauty. We're your hosts, Jill Dunn and Carlene Higgins.
Welcome back to Breaking Beauty Podcast, everybody. We're Jill and Carlene. We're here live in studio in New York. Dyson was kind enough to bring us to New York, and we're getting some sneak peeks about what's coming. Actually, it just dropped May 2nd in Canada and the US. How are you, Carlene?
I'm great. I love a New York moment. And, you know, drinking those martinis at the piano bar like we were doing last night. Don't tell the PR, but yeah, that's what we were doing.
Was that just last night?
Yes.
The thing in New York is like, I feel like I live a million lives in 2 days.
I know. It's true. We, you know, and anyway, the weather's perfect. We're living our best lives. All of you know we're Jill and Carlene, two former beauty editors turned beauty podcasters. And we have so much to talk about today. We have a special guest waiting in the wings. Plus, we're going to be covering some of the major beauty headlines that have been going on in the universe lately. And Jill, I am sharing some very special big news at the end of this episode.
A surprise.
You guys, Jill, I'm telling you this, honestly, Jill does not know what it is yet. I'm a little bit nervous. I'm like, I've had like a funny feeling in my stomach all day. So you have to stay tuned till the end and find
and
out what
I
that is.
Flip a table.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, and also I need to tell everybody about my brush with Bravo while I was in New York.
Oh, yes.
So that's
Let's
very
not
important.
Forget that.
But joining us is the wonderful, the amazing Matthew Collins. He is a global celebrity hairstylist ambassador with Dyson. And he just works with like the cream of the crop people, Kristen Bell, Sophia Bush, Rhea Sehorn. Do you, how do you say that? Rhea?
It's just Ray.
It's Ray.
Yeah.
She's on one of my favorite shows, Better Call Saul.
Oh my gosh, she's incredible.
Love her. Love her.
One of the nicest people in the world.
So you'll see Matthew's looks on the red carpet. And today, though, he is here to share with us some more information about Dyson, their new drop, which once again, Carlene got her hair done by an amazing red carpet stylist, and I'm sitting here like a wet dog.
I know.
I've got to stop showing. I got to bring wet hair
your
next
hair
time.
Your hair looks great. It does look great.
This is it. She's like an air wrap pro herself. Yeah, I've always said, actually, Jill could be a stylist like on her part time, but I always show up, looking like a wet dog. And then they're like, girl, sit down. We're going to do your hair. We're like, calm down.
Ironically, I've just realized sitting here on this couch on video that we are dressed, Carlene and I, like the new Dyson product.
Oh my. You exactly are.
Was this like subliminal messaging and we didn't realize? I can't believe we're wearing blue and orange.
So I'm wearing this like royal blue color, which is the color of the new tool. And Carlene is wearing orange, which is like an accent color.
Oh my God. We should be getting paid for this.
Yeah,
Dyson.
Honestly, it's not by design.
No, it's not.
Okay.
Okay. So listen, everybody loves Dyson. They always want to know like the latest drop that comes out, everything to know about it. And we always know it's high design. It's always really smart and it can get quite technical. So like in very, very basic terms, like if I was Kristen Bell sitting in your chair and you're like, I'm using the new Dyson on you today, she'll be like, what's new about it, Matthew? Like, how's it different?
Yeah.
What would you say?
So it has sensors in it that are going to protect your scalp.
Okay.
So, you know,
it's a new hair dryer.
It's a new hair dryer. It's the new supersonic. It's the supersonic neural, which kind of the word stems from your kind of nervous system and the neural signals that go from your brain to your nervous system.
Okay.
So that's what's happening. There's a sensor that is sensing the distance from your scalp. The closer you get to your scalp, the lower the heat temperature will be.
Yeah.
So we know that scalp is where hair comes from.
Mm-hmm.
The second your strand of hair leaves your scalp, it is now dead. You know, everyone, when you come into a salon is like, is my hair dead? I'm like, well, everyone's hair is dead. There's nothing that you can do to truly fix and repair your hair once it comes out of your scalp. And actually from your scalp, your hair grows about a half an inch a month. So we need to protect it. And that's always been Dyson's number one thing, is to protect your hair health. So now we've gone further, and through the research that Dyson engineers have been doing over the last 10 plus years, is they realize that scalp is a very important thing that we need to protect.
Yeah.
So on the average person, usually rough drying takes about 70% of that, which means there's direct heat on the scalp, as well as your hair, because you're trying to get your roots done before you style the rest of it. And so now there is a sensor that's making sure that the hair is not in a too hot of a temperature on the scalp, so that it's really protecting from overheating the scalp, which can cause dryness, flaking, sores, multiple different things that can happen from damaging the hair. We also now have made it easier for styling at home because we have attachment detect system where every attachment that you put onto the neural, it knows the suggested heat setting for heat and temperature setting for that attachment. So
is this predetermined by Dyson or is it based on your own habits?
It starts as predetermined from Dyson.
Oh, interesting.
So the engineers and professionals have all kind of had this big conversation to figure out what is the best temperature and power setting for each single attachment.
So this is like diffuser, everyone. Wide tooth comb, you know, the nozzle
styling
that goes on.
And your favorite, the flyaway attachment.
The smoothing attachment. Yeah. I cannot live without that. So, especially if you have any breakage, it will change your life. Mm-hmm. It's
and so
amazing.
Like, for instance, with that one, Dyson suggests high power, single button of heat.
Okay.
I prefer medium power and no heat to my flyaway attachment. So what happens is when I put my attachment on, it gives me Dyson's suggested setting.
Okay.
But then I can change it to whatever I want and it remembers that setting for my blow dryer. So say if both of you were sharing an Airbnb and you both had your neurals and you got your attachments mixed up and you grabbed her attachment.
Yeah.
Yours remembers any flyaway attachment will be your setting. So it doesn't matter if you're putting hers on. It's not the attachment that's remembering it. It's the supersonic that's remembering the specific attachment.
Wow.
Very cool.
That's very smart. I want to go back to one thing you were saying just for a quick sec, because it was interesting when before this, we had sort of a sit down with one of the engineers as well. And we kind of came to the realization, like, how bad is the high heat for your scalp? And I asked her, I was like, is it really the equivalent? Because she was talking about how sensitive the skin on your scalp is compared to the rest of your body and even to your face. It's like it ages first. It's like tissue paper. And I said, is it the equivalent of washing your face with like really hot water, which we as beauty editors and even and our listeners know as well, is like really bad for your face. It's going to dry it out. It's going to cause like sensitivity. It's going to mess with your barrier. She's like, that's exactly what it's like. So you think that like blasting your scalp with the high heat is going to get it done faster and all of that, but it actually is damaging, right? Yeah.
And you're not really using a rough dry on your roots when your hair is dry.
Yeah.
You're doing that when your hair is soaking wet.
Right.
And when your hair is soaking wet, you need less heat to change the bonds of the hair, which is when we launched the Air Straight, that was showing it. We need less heat when you're blow drying from wet to dry. Mm-hmm. To change the structure of dry hair, you need more heat. So usually when you're rough drying
the
roots, it's because you're out of the shower
think.
Getting it dry. So you don't need as much heat to dry it in the same amount of time.
Right.
Yeah.
It also has a new feature, which I appreciate, which is like the pause. Can you talk about that?
Yeah. So often you would have to shut off a blow dryer once you're in between sections and then put it down on the counter or put it in your lap. Now, as soon as the blow dryer senses that there's no movement, it will kind of pause. So it doesn't completely stop working. It completely tones down the airflow, but it prevents it from stopping to work. So you would just set it down. There's a light in the back that turns blue. As soon as it turns blue, you can release it, do whatever you need to do with your sectioning, and then you grab it again and it immediately goes back up to full power that you had at set at, and you can continue to work.
I'm saving.
So it saves a step of having the whole blow dryer to reboot and shut back down.
Yeah. Yeah. One of the things I thought it was interesting that you were talking about before is like, it really is designed to help with that rough dry, because what happens when you go to blow dry with a round brush?
Well, when you go to blow dry with a round brush, it will think that the round brush is the scalp.
Yeah.
Because that's the closest like item to it. So what you want to do is there's a button on the top of the back of the supersonic that shuts off the scalp detect mode.
Yeah.
So you would shut that off and then you could use it on the ends to round brush it, because you need more heat to really create that shape.
Yeah.
But still, when I say more heat with the supersonic, we are still keeping our highest temperature below the burning temperature of hair. There's a certain amount of temperature that the engineers have, like through multiple testing, have decided this is the temperature that hair starts to irreversibly damage. Our supersonic is below that always. Doesn't matter the temperature. And we're measuring, so it's always the health of the hair, now the health of the scalp, that we're really trying to, you know, with fast drying times, just so they make it easier. Because we know consumers, a lot of consumers are pros. I've seen a lot of consumers that are better than some hairdressers that I've seen.
Now, I think people might want to know, because they hear this idea that, you know, it's going to automatically change the lower the temperature on you, when we know, and you said this as well, is like, so many people just go after that high heat because they're like, I want it done faster. I want out of here. So will it take you longer to blow dry your hair if it's like
fluctuating
the temperature and turning it down on you in order to not burn your scalp.
Well, when you are getting close to your scalp, mm-hmm. it's almost always at the beginning of the blow dry, which means that your hair is the most wet.
Right.
So hair will start to stretch out and dry from wet to dry much easier on lower temperatures. Mm-hmm. So I'm not worried about that.
Yeah.
It's going to do really great things mm-hmm. and it's not going to increase your blow dry time. And it's not cutting it down to cold. It's yeah. just making it not as hot.
Right.
So, and it's also, if you have it from a normal distance,
yeah.
it's going to stay hot. But as soon as you start to get closer,
yeah.
if you're not paying attention, because a lot of people just like, they'll be scrolling on their phone, just kind of tossle yeah. drying and they're not paying attention. And just little things of getting close to your scalp. And usually it's, a lot of people have sensitive scalps in the back of their head because
yeah,
that's where the density, mm-hmm. and that's also where you're not paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
yeah.
usually where you end up going closer to the scalp. So it's much more protective of yeah. your hair.
You know what it's doing? It's actually forcing you at home to do your hair the way that a professional hairstylist would, because you say this like everyone should know this. And I noticed this earlier. You're like, you know, most people are going to rough dry their hair for 70% until it's 70% dry. And then they're going to go in with their round brush or whatever and mm-hmm. start getting it smooth. But I'm sitting here thinking, I don't know that everyone does that. Like mm-hmm. there's probably a lot of people who are going straight to the round brush from completely wet mm-hmm. to dry. So I like that it's kind of like it is kind of encouraging you to do that, because if you were to try to go for that round brush right away, the setting is too low. It's not going mm-hmm. to give you that shape or form yeah. like you say.
And you still can shut it off and decide to do that. But you want to go in and gently dry it. And I think what it's also going to do is it's going to be eye-opening for people to start caring about their scalp more. And I think that at home when we're styling their hair, I think that we generally don't want to overly style our hair and damage it, because the same thing is when you go to a hairdresser, often mm-hmm. that is when your hair is getting the most damage.
Yeah. But I think it's like Jen Atkins said the same thing. We had her on the show recently and yeah. she said the same thing. She's like, When I go to do anybody's hair, she's like, I do a rough dry to yeah. 70%, and then I start shaping and mm-hmm. forming and all of that.
Always.
So it's gonna save you time, and like it just makes so much sense. And then you're not frying your scalp.
Yeah, and I rarely, when I'm doing a celebrity look, I might round brush the very front of the hairline.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I almost never use a round brush 2% of my jobs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I'm always using a flat iron to create a wave
right.
or a curl, or using yeah. a curling iron because I need to do a finish look.
Mm-hmm.
And I also need something to last for 4 to 6 hours. So, you know what I mean? I can't do something
right.
quick. And mm-hmm. a round brush is just not what I'm using. So to me, the same thing as Jen, 70% is
mm-hmm.
a rough dry, or it's doing something. It's like stacking product. So maybe mm-hmm. I'm going to put a mousse in and I need to rough dry it. So I want lots of volume.
Right.
I'm not focusing on a round brush to get lots of volume, because you could round brush all you want. If you don't have the right amount of texture and grit to your
right.
hair,
right.
that's going to fall flat. So I'll put volume mousse on the root,
mm-hmm.
rough dry it in and dry that in. Then I kind of move the hair a little bit like this.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's soft and sitting flat, I add more mousse. I rough dry
yeah,
it in.
He's pushing
it
up.
As soon
as
I start to kind of push that up
yeah.
and it feels a bit gritty at the root,
yeah.
then I know I've put enough product and mousse
base.
In. Then I start the lings, then ends.
Mm-hmm.
Then I prepare volumizing tonic
right.
on the ends, and I blow dry it quickly and rough dry that so that it's dry in the hair. I feel the hair. If it's too silky, I add more volumizing mousse.
Mm-hmm.
Because I need to, it's just like building a house. If you don't have the mm-hmm. right foundation for the
yeah.
look, it's going to fall apart.
We only have you for a few more minutes,
yeah.
but I need to ask you, if someone's listening to our show right now and maybe they have the Supersonic mm-hmm. already, who do you think is the perfect person to get the Dyson Neural?
And is this replacing the old one?
As far as we know, it's not replacing the old one.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be for sale. They're both going to be for sale at the same time.
Right.
I think it's just for someone that's sculpt conscious.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's,
yeah.
it's very important to a lot of people now. It's like I was saying that I've seen all these TikToks of scalp spas in LA, and I tried to get an appointment and I couldn't for 3 months.
Yeah.
So to me,
yeah.
scalp is I don't blow dry my hair every day. I let it dry naturally, but like my scalp, I always have issues with my scalp.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd say, I think 70% of people identify that they have issues with their scalp. So
yeah.
to me, for 70% of the people out there, this is important. You don't want to be burning your scalp. Like you don't want to be washing your face with boiling water.
Yeah.
You want to be protective of your scalp.
Yeah. So I feel like this is, if you're the type of girly out there listening or whatever your gender is, but if you are concerned about thinning hair or you're buying the scalp products, you're using the shampoos, the conditioners, all the things, I feel like this is that thing that's going to round out, you know, it's routine. The hot tool to go with all of the rest of your scalp care routine.
Yeah.
That's the person who's going to be best for this one, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Matthew. Everybody needs to follow Matthew on his Instagram.
Yeah, Matthew Stylist, M-A-T-T-H-E-W Stylist.
Today's episode is brought to you in part by Macy's. In good news headlines, May is officially Asian American Pacific Islander Heritage Month, and our good friends at Macy's are highlighting AAPI-owned brands all throughout the month. So, for example, it's super easy to shop Macy's amazing selection of K-beauty favorites this month and all year round. Beauty brands like Kaja, with made-to-play formulas like Cheeky Stamp, the bouncy liquid cushion blush you apply with a heart-shaped stamp. How fun is that? Or Claire's, the affordable K-beauty skincare range for sensitive skin types like mine. It's a word-of-mouth low-key favorite among skincare insiders. Or Mellowway, the inclusive K-beauty-inspired makeup line designed for all skin tones, genders, and all abilities. This year, the theme of AAPI Heritage Month is advancing leaders through innovation. And you can participate when you shop Asian American and Pacific Islander-owned brands at Macy's.com or in-store simply by rounding up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA scholars. What's that? I know you're asking. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students, helping to support college access and student success when you donate online or round up in store to AAPI scholars. Just think about all the innovation and beauty that we've enjoyed from the success of K-beauty founders the world over. This is your chance to give back to a new generation of innovation leaders across all professional fields by supporting young scholars when you shop at Macy's in store or at Macy's.com.
Pausing to shout out Impress Beauty, they're one of our show partners this week. I need to tell you about two getting ready with me game changers that I've added to my routine. All of that, and we have a 25% off promo code, so you'll want to hear about that. So these are the Impress No Glue Manis and the Impress Press On Falsies Lashes. Both require no glue. There is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no annoying dry times, and no mess. Just one step and you're done. And they're so natural and comfortable to wear. I love that the Impress nails are totally on trend. So many colors, shapes, designs, sizes to choose from. And honestly, they look like you've just stepped out of the salon. And the Impress Manis have a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7-day secure hold. And the Press On Falsies, they have a unique underlash application for a totally seamless look. And they have this exclusive self-stick technology, so that keeps them secure for up to 24 hours. And the lash style options are endless. So on to that amazing deal that we have for our Breaking Beauty audience. Simply visit impressbeauty.com/breakingbeauty and use code BREAKINGBEAUTY at checkout for 25% off Impress Manicure and Press On Falsies Lashes. That's 25% off using code BREAKINGBEAUTY. Once again, simply visit impressbeauty.com/breakingbeauty and use code BREAKINGBEAUTY at checkout for 25% off Impress Manicure and Press On Falsies. We're going to link to this offer in our show notes and on our website. Now back to the show.
Hi, I'm Dr. Will Cole. As a leading functional medicine practitioner, I have had the unique position to see so many alchemize their pain and health problems to their purpose. Now I want the same for you. This podcast is the manifesto for a new breed of health seekers, where there is a fresh infusion of grace and lightness into wellness. This is the art of being well. Join me every Thursday for a new episode.
Thank you so much to Matthew. But by the way, that is $629 in Canada.
Yes, yes. And I'm
sure everybody always wants to know.
Yeah, I think the original is $599. So it's a hair more expensive. Yeah. So awesome. I did find out that earlier at the event that my hair is thinning. So I think I'll be using the Neural. I got that officially from the scalp clinic woman,
Sarah, I believe.
So now we know everyone. It's going to be Neural and Nutrafol moving forward.
Yes, yeah. We love that for you.
Yeah. And so what else have we been up to? Let's tell the good people. You had a really fun day yesterday.
I actually attended a taping of Bravo's Watch What Happens Live, which is, of course, their after show where they host Bravo celebrities to talk about the shows that aired that night. And it's kind of like their version of a late night talk show.
Right.
You've never seen it. It's been on for 15 years and it's taped live in studio with Andy Cohen. But spoiler alert, it used to be live a lot more, actually live at like 10 p.m. at night.
Okay.
Because before Andy had kids.
Oh, I see.
So now it's taped during the day. Mm-hmm. And I went with our mutual friend, Bonnie, and it was just the best. Like you go in, this was like 2:30 in a Monday afternoon and it's like, drink tickets for a bar. They're like, Taylor Swift is pumping.
Yeah.
You can take photos with like whatever prop you want. So like every Housewives has like a prop that goes with the franchise. So it's like an apple for New York, a diamond for Beverly Hills, whatever. So we had got all little like behind the scenes moments. And yeah, then when we went in the studio and Candy Burris was there, she's like an OG. She's the longest housewife that appeared consecutively on any franchise.
Oh, no way.
She's iconic from Real Housewives of Atlanta. And then she is also iconic because she wrote the song, No Scrubs.
Oh, my God. That is iconic.
And she was in the band Xscape. She still is. And she's a producer of The Wiz, which is why she was there to promote her Broadway.
Yeah. That's
and then
so great.
Alex from Summer House Martha's Vineyard was also on the show.
Okay.
And he was getting roasted by Andy for being an F-boy. So we were hooting, we were hollering, we were screaming. Andy took tons of questions at the very beginning before he got sorted with the show. It was wonderful. So that was my brush with Bravo, everyone.
Dreams come true.
It is. It has literally always been a dream to go to that show. So anyway.
I love that for you because it's hard to get tickets and you just randomly got them.
Yeah. And and TMZ was outside.
Oh.
Taking photos, which was quite entertaining.
Yeah.
Okay. What else are we going to talk about?
Well, is there anything like major in beauty news that you need to tell me about? Because I'm so self-absorbed that I'm clueless.
Well, one of the things that's got me shook recently is just the Beyonce is in her vlogging era.
Okay.
And she did an entire vlog about her hair care routine and wash day and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like voiceover of her in the salon sink.
Yeah.
And talking about how she's had her blonde hair for over 20 years.
Wow.
On her real hair. I thought she did wear wigs.
Right.
But the blonde is legit.
Wow. What a revelation.
So just her sharing that was like a revelation to me.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that was like amazing.
Well, even with my head, you know, in the sand in this past week, Jill, I could not avoid those vivid pictures on Instagram of the Youthphoria fiasco. Pretty shocking in this day and age.
Yeah. So if our listeners aren't familiar, the Youthphoria brand, they came out with a shade extension of their Date Night Skin Tint Serum Foundation, and they came out with shade number 600, which could only be described as shoe polish.
Mm-hmm.
It is a disgrace. I was trying to imagine the inverse of this, like if a brand came out with a shade extension and it was like as opaque and thick as white out. For a white person, that's how offensive this is. You honestly can't almost even imagine a brand doing that.
Exactly.
And it is just so, it upset me to my core that this is still a thing in 2024 and that a brand could let this get through is just mind-boggling to me and that a retailer put it on their shelf.
Yeah. Well, I think, I mean, there's so many levels to this story, but I think we want to give credit where credit is due. Gloria George, I hope I'm pronouncing Gloria correctly. It's G-O-L-L-O-R-I-A. She really brought this to the forefront first in social media. Her post on TikTok has had 30.7 million views at this point. And she did a half-half face. So she has dark skin. And she did the Youthphoria shade number 600 on one side and straight black paint pigment on the other side, and it was indistinguishable. You couldn't tell which side was which, which just kind of goes to show that there was no dimension, there was no nuance, there was no undertone, going on whatsoever.
The message is, we don't give a shit.
Yeah, and I think you mentioned that the chemist.
Oh yeah, and Javon Ford did a video about this, and like I love following him on TikTok. He has so many great insights, and he is speaking from a chemist's point of view, and he's like, "There's one pigment in here,
right?
It's like black iron oxide. Well, no human on this planet is one hue of anything.
Yeah,
I don't it doesn't matter if you're like one on the Fitzpatrick scale or seven or six, whatever the other end of the spectrum is. It's a disgrace.
Yeah, it's like a mistake. It looks like a mistake.
Yeah."
And I personally, my view on it is this. I won't say of two minds. I think there's two important things to take away from this. Number one is, yes, that idea that's like, here you go. Here's the black shade that you've been asking for, because they were criticized that they didn't have enough shades. And it was like, but we will do the bare minimum, if nothing, to make sure that it actually suits anyone's skin tone.
Yeah.
It clearly hadn't been used on a real human being. So I think that for sure is disgraceful. The takeaway there is just an utter lack of respect for the consumer.
Yes.
But the other side of it to me is that idea that the product itself hadn't been tested properly on anyone, regardless of your skin tone, your background, or your creed, should just be concerning. I feel like as a consumer, it's almost like fraudulent to put something out and not do your due diligence.
Yeah. There were several chemists who weighed in and said, clearly, apparently you get to swatch these types of pigments on like a plastic, like something you would find in your kitchen, almost like a spatula type of thing. And they're like, they clearly just swatch those on the spatula, this plastic thing, and not on a real person.
Right.
Now, what pissed me off almost even more than the actual, this disgraceful action by Youthphoria, were the people in the comments on that influencer's video saying, but I've seen people that are that black. No, a black woman is telling you that this has no nuance. A black chemist has gone on record saying this has no nuance, yet you are so self-righteous that you're trying to tell them. Like the battle, like I just don't understand why people can't let someone say their piece and just that's the truth. Like why do
you have this person has never even painted by numbers before? Because it takes more than one single hue
that's
to
right.
make up, you know, a skin tone. We all have blue undertones and red undertones and multidimensional. We did that L'Oreal event where it was like we were trying to make our own foundation and it was like white, black, red, blue, yellow.
What I think I would like to shed a little light on here just while we have the floor is just let's give some love to the people who are doing it. Danessa Myricks.
Yes.
L'Oreal Paris, Fenty, MAC for 40 years. Like I hate also how much press they're getting.
Yes, that's true.
Let's give let's shine the light on the people who are giving us what society they're reflecting what's in society.
And doing the hard work.
Yes.
Right? Doing the work. The last thing we'll say on that note is that retailers have dropped them.
Yeah.
And I think this is the nail in their coffin.
It will be pretty hard to come back. And I couldn't see any statement. I haven't really.
Yeah.
I mean,
probably will be one, but it's too little to. You don't come back from this.
Probably not.
Yeah.
Anyway. I think we're just having a moment of like sports and beauty finally meeting up.
Yes.
And I think we saw that most recently, e.l.f. Cosmetics partnered with the Indy 500. Like, is there anything that e.l.f. isn't doing?
I know. What did you call it? We had a lunch today with the good PR people behind e.l.f. and Sacred, actually.
Yes.
And what did you guys call it? In with the speed of the age?
A beauty that's moving at the speed of culture.
Right.
Right.
Which I had never heard that before, but I guess that's like a
yeah, I think
it's brand positioning, moving with the speed of culture, meaning that
every brand wants to do that.
Yeah. So and they're just like in the conversation, whatever the conversation is at any given time.
Yeah. Like when Jennifer Coolidge went on a red carpet and someone said, what's your dream role? It's to play a dolphin. Well, then in comes e.l.f. And they're like, okay, we have the best product ever for you to be like dolphin skin.
Right. Because she was promoting White Lotus and it was like, the conversation in every room
That time. Exactly. And then she won the Golden Globe for it and everything. So there's that. And then I think, you know, Glossier, shout out to them. They've been like sponsoring the WNBA for many years now. Yeah. They did the glam basically for Caitlin Clark, who was the first round pick for the WNBA. And Prada also dressed her first time
ever
that they dressed a female.
Yeah.
So I think we're about to see like a lot more beauty brands get into it. And of course, Serena Williams just dropped her line. It's called WYN. So that's like all about makeup.
Yeah.
interesting move from her.
I love that because I feel like if there isn't pay equity in terms of like NBA players, WNBA, it's like, at least can they have the contracts? Like, come on, you know, the endorsements where, and why not in beauty? Like that just makes all the sense in the world.
Yeah. And I think, I just think that the people who are winning in beauty are winning big right now.
Yeah.
And the people who are losing are kind of on a downside.
Yeah.
Like Ulta's shares are down 15%.
I know, I saw
Sephora's
that.
Rocket ship.
Yes.
And then I think, you know, we're seeing a lot of closures. We're seeing body shops closing a lot of stores. Space NK is looking to sell. And, but then there's companies like e.l.f. and even L'Oreal Paris where it's like so much growth. It's like the people who are nailing it are really nailing it.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's true. And I know that the former brands, so the last of those are like closing, like Beauty Bakery, Jaclyn Hill earlier this year. Greg Renfrew apparently just bought Beauty Counter back from foreclosure.
Just stick a knife in it. It's
no, but she did. and I also read a headline that Unilever just closed two manufacturing plants in New York this month as well and laid off like 169 people.
Oh, interesting.
So, you know, it's interesting this potential kind of downturn in beauty where I think, you know, for the past several years, we've been in this place where we're like, but the lipstick and index, the lip, you know, it always like no matter what's happening in any sort of like potential recession, that beauty always still stands strong.
Yeah.
It's like that affordable luxury.
Mm-hmm.
And but I think part of what's happening now is like, is this the bubble? You know, we've talked about there's been so much growth in beauty and wellness and the intersection of the two. You know, I think that's the question on some people's minds as well.
Yeah. And I think there's just some people looking at cash out. Selena Gomez, they're looking to IPO that. Absolutely.
Right.
So Glossier, I think 100%. All the signs are there. They're trying to probably make moves in the next like couple, I'd say within the next year, both of those will be sold. Same with Space NK. Like I mentioned, they're looking to sell. And yeah, I think it's probably, you're right. Like things are catching up with some of these brands and some of them are like trimming the fat and figuring out what's working and they're just going to like level up.
Yeah, exactly. But you know, it's interesting because there is a new beauty retailer opening in Montreal.
Right.
Have you heard about this one? Renai.
Okay, no.
I'm not sure if it's pronounced Renai or Renee. It's R-E-N-N-A-I. It's sort of short for Renaissance, I guess.
Okay.
And it's meant to be a big beauty retailer that is premium.
Mm-hmm.
And they will offer, they'll be more intense on services. So it'll be a retailer, but also have like you can get spa facials and that kind of thing. So to me, it's almost like Ulta, because, you know, they have those services, meets like a high-end retailer. So in Canada, that would be Holt Renfrew.
Right.
In the US, it'd be like Saks Fifth Avenue kind of a thing. But it's like very modern, very like clean, clinical. So they're opening their first one. The date is supposed to be August 2024. And there are plans to have more locations. So that's interesting because we haven't seen, like, we've only heard these doom and gloom stories about some of these beauty retailers that haven't, you know, done as well. It's interesting to see that there's a new one opening.
I think there's, there's like Etiquette as well, just opened in Toronto. And that's
right,
another one that started in Montreal. And they like slowly but surely have like, you know, kind of grown.
Yeah.
And I think that there is power in that. And like, I just read an article and I think the Beauty Independent from Josh Rosebrook. And it was all about the power of independence as a brand. I think there was so much fury about grow, 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 be scooped up by P&G and then on to the next, which is a strategy.
But
he was just like, there's so much beauty in owning every decision and owning your customer base and being able to grow at your own pace. And I think you and I went to an amazing event with Jenny Bird. And I think that was a big takeaway from her as well and her success. It's like, you don't get on every celebrity overnight, but like 10 years of grinding it out and having full ownership over the business,
you get there eventually, you know?
And not going into debt, like not playing the fast game where it's like borrow a shit ton of money, have that on the books and be, you know, you have to then answer it to other people.
Yeah. There's a really interesting TikToker right now. He's actually from Canada and his hook is, I'm sure you've seen it, but his handle is like Be Better Company, like BEE. Mm-hmm. And he starts his videos by saying he's the youngest person in Canada to ever get an MBA. And then he like throws his degree off to the side.
Yeah.
And then every video is like predicting the downfall of Charli D'Amelio, predicting the downfall of Hailey Bieber, predicting the downfall of Kylie Jenner. And it's through a business lens. It's not a personal trolley lens.
Yeah.
It's just like why these businesses are destined to basically be on the floor.
Interesting.
And Kylie definitely, I think she is flailing. Her business is flailing for sure. The random fragrance, her getting into this fashion game, like I just think she was so responsive to what's it called, like customer demand when she was getting it, when she handled the manufacturing, which we know was the ColourPop facility.
That's right.
You could be so responsive.
Yeah.
And I just think since it's changed hands a few times, it's like it just can't be as responsive, therefore not as exciting.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Something got lost in the transition, it feels like.
Yeah. Like who's buying the Kylie perfume?
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, no, you're right. And there's like there's always somebody else coming up with something new. And there are so many celebrity brands now. Yeah. There's just so much saturation.
Yeah. And he really was, like giving. Check it out. I mean, he's grown huge.
What's his handle?
It's like Be Better Company. He has a company to do with like honey. I don't know. Whatever.
Okay. All right. Well, you know what? We'll check it out and we'll see. You know, it's all it's so saturated with the celebrities. I agree that, you know, we always say the cream is going to rise to the top and some of them are going to drop off. Yeah. We know that.
Love it. This episode is brought to you in part by Bone Charge, a holistic wellness brand founded on science and inspired by nature. So Bone Charge is a relatively new discovery for me. They're all about evidence-based products that help you sleep better, recover faster, reduce inflammation, and more. And they have a wide variety of products from blue light protection glasses to infrared saunas and circadian rhythm friendly lighting. And the one product that I've been testing out is the red light face mask. So this is a flexible black neoprene mask that's rechargeable and portable. It's got zero EMF radiation and zero flicker. You wear it 10 to 20 minutes per day for maximum benefits. And my trick with these types of devices to remain consistent with it is I actually store this in my bedside table. So it's like the first thing I do when I wake up. I just pop it on for 10 minutes. It's lightweight to wear. It doesn't get hot. I just kind of zen out for a bit, listen to some music. And I personally like that it really calms my skin redness when I am consistent with my routine. And by the way, Bone Charge, they ship worldwide and there's a 12-month warranty on the red light face mask. So if you want to try the Bone Charge red light face mask or some of their other products for yourself, we have a special promo code. Go to bonecharge.com and use coupon code BEAUTY to save 15%. That's BONCHARGE.com and use coupon code BEAUTY to save 15%. We'll link to this offer in our show notes and on our website. Now, back to the show. All right, let's hear it. Let's hear your news. Carlene, take it away. I have the floor.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Do you need some water?
No, I'm fine. So the big news is that I am starting a beauty brand.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Okay.
So as you know, I've been talking about, like, I'm very passionate about women my age in their 40s or in their 50s and feeling comfortable in our own skin, feeling good about our age instead of constantly comparing and feeling bad about it. Yeah. And actually, just as a reminder for people, when we started the podcast, I was leaving a big fashion magazine that I had worked at for over a dozen years. And one of the things that I did simultaneously when I started the podcast with you is I started a site. It's called Beholder.
Yeah.
And I ran that for about 2 years. And my goal was to create a place where women in this age group were being reflected for how we looked and felt today. Because when I looked around at what was happening in publishing, it was like, you know, Good Housekeeping in the US and Canada, it was Chatelaine. It was kind of these, you know, no slight to anybody, mm-hmm. but it didn't feel like it reflected
the reality of myself
and my friends who were like really into fashion and, you know, kickstarting like their second careers. Something wonderful happens when your kids aren't so young anymore, where you get your time back and it's like, you can go out again. Mm-hmm. You can start, you know, I started running in my mid to late 40s. I just know so many people who are starting their ventures and just it's because they feel confident about who they are. And so that I ended up putting on hiatus because, frankly, the podcast took off and started taking up all my time. And I've been saying lately, I was thinking about, I still feel passionate about this journey that I began. And I started thinking about how I wanted to restart that and kickstart that. And I just really realized like so much of what I do on the podcast is evaluate brands and mm-hmm. evaluate products. And when I look around in the beauty industry, I still feel like nobody is targeting this audience the way that I would target this audience that's reflecting our reality and how we look and feel. And so I decided, you know what? I'm just going to do it myself.
Great.
And I probably will at some point start some kind of omni-channel. So whether it's like a blog or a newsletter or a podcast or whatever to support it. But actually, it's a lot easier to like raise money and create a brand and then build out some kind of community building publishing arm than the other way around at this day and age. So that's what I decided to do. So great. I'm starting a beauty brand in very much the early stages. But the first product is out being made right now. The samples will be coming back in a few weeks and I'm very excited about it. So we'll be starting low and slow just with one hero product, working on so many things simultaneously. So getting the trademark for the name, the website. Right now I'm trying to just work out like the financing to make sure that I'm not, you know, drinking champagne on a beer budget and just getting, you know, all of those ducks in a row, but it's all happening.
Great.
And so I'm really excited.
That's great. I can't wait to test it.
Yeah. I'm excited for you to test it.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Pressure's on.
I know.
Well, it's good because you have to stop giving away all your good ideas.
Well, this is it. Honestly. And
what was the turning point?
We've talked about this. What was the turning point? That's a good question. I think part of it may have been sitting in this room.
Yeah.
When we were with Makeup by Mario. Mm-hmm. And I said to him, I was like, can you please just make a foundation that has a primer on one side and a foundation on the other? And just the way he looked at me.
Yeah. He looked at his team. He turned his head and looked.
Yeah. And he was like, are you going to want royalties for that? Like, for real. And I just thought, you know what? I have so many ideas. And you know this because we talk about this just personally all the time. I've like, this happened again. Just the other day, we were meeting with a founder and it came up and you were like, Carlene's had that idea for so long. And I was just like, I feel like I've been training for this like all my adult life.
Yeah.
Like if I look back at all the experience I have working in magazines at Flair, I've been a professional product tester with you for 7 years. It's like, I know what is good and I know what's not good.
Yeah.
And I just want to be able to run with my own ideas and see how far I can take them.
Yeah, it'll be great.
And I feel like, you know, this will be a lifestyle kind of a beauty brand. So combining kind of, again, just like the way to communicate, like I feel like these menopause brands that are happening right now, like it's great and the education is great, but I don't believe that women our age want to be defined by mm-hmm. their menopause.
Yeah.
You know, and where we're at in the beauty industry right now is that brands really do have a sense of community built in because of social media. You get to see who the other users are. You get to see what they look like. And so I believe that rallying around a brand and can help to build this community of like-minded people who are inspiring and are just like, really what I want to create is an environment and a place where younger people can look at these women and this brand and the world of it and be like, that's awesome. I'm excited to get there. I feel right. good about getting there. I see an example that isn't about anti-aging. It's not about looking like you're 20 either.
Right.
It's this, you know, this reflection that I think is already happening. It's just, it hasn't been
crystallized.
Yeah. And so I'm ready to do it. I've been having this conversation for 7 years.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, like I went back and looked at the mood board and, you know, the deck and everything for Beholder from 7 or 8 years ago. And I was like, this absolutely would still stand up today.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And so I was like, it, I'm doing it.
Yeah. Great.
I'm doing it. I'm shooting my shot.
Do it. I love it.
Yeah.
I feel like it's your moment. This is definitely your passion. Probably people are going, well, why aren't you doing it with Jill? Yeah. Well, we've had so many conversations.
We've talked about this a long time ago.
Or just like along these lines.
Yes.
And it's not my passion.
Exactly.
You know, it's not. I have something else I've been working on, but it's way too early to talk about it. But people can stay tuned. But listen, it's always an evolution. And when you're a creative person, you know?
Yeah.
There's always, and by the way, Breaking Beauty is still here.
Yes. Yeah. And I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah.
By the way, I mean, it's that, true.
And like, you know, tons of people have said to us, why aren't you doing it? Why aren't you
absolutely.
Doing it? You know?
Absolutely. And I think that's the whole thing is like, you and I felt like to create a brand around Breaking Beauty, a beauty brand, it was just a bit circle square. It's like we could have, but for myself, first of all, you were like, that's not my journey.
Yeah.
That's, it's just, that doesn't feel like a fit. And so, but for me, it's like with this, it has that deeper why. It was, if it was just about the idea of like, oh, I'm going to serve up damn good products because I know what's damn good. It's like, fine, we could have done that for Breaking Beauty. But I genuinely, you know, this is really authentic to what I've been working on. And I want like every campaign image will only ever show a woman over 40. Like that literally, I don't even think that exists to this day unless it's a menopause.
Road, maybe.
No, it doesn't. That's a great age-inclusive brand. And there are some other great age-inclusive brands like Merit, you know, Wise. But if you look at all the imagery, it's for all ages. It's not specifically for this group. And I think that's great. And it's great to be age-inclusive. But what I want to do is create this safe space. And I talked to you about this idea, too, about there's something really powerful. And I know this because I did it with Beholder. With that feed that I have, I only followed women over 40 in that specific feed. And when I flipped over to there versus my own regular feed, I felt so much better when I walked away from it because I didn't feel like, oh, I'm not that thin or that young or whatever. It's just, it becomes this safe space. So I just think now is the time to have this one place, just this one place where you can look, where it's like kick-ass women over 40 rocking it, the Jenna Lyons, the Kelly Wurstler, you know, the Tracee Ellis Ross, like it's just there. You know where to find it. You know, let's do this.
Yeah.
I'm
People
excited
are
going to
want to know
that.
When they can see it or test it. So,
yeah. Well, I'm hoping this fall.
Okay.
But that's, you know, that could be aggressive, but.
We just talked about the low and slow, didn't we? So that's kind of a good thing, you know?
You don't need to. Well, it's only one product. So that's why it's like, it could happen by the fall because it's not like I'm out here creating a whole range that's coming September 1st.
Right.
You know,
it's
starting just with one.
Or. Launch it next year when you have a big birthday.
Yeah. Well,
that's a hook.
You know.
There you go. There's my free idea for you.
Yeah. We'll see. You know, we'll see. Like, listen, there's going to be clinical testing. I want to get it in facialist hands. I really want to build an advisory board. So like people who may have been guests on the show before, you know who you are, you're friends of the show and you want to be part of this new era. Hit me up.
Yeah,
because I really do want to get an advisory board going with these people who I trust and make sure that
very Hailey Bieber of you.
Love it. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've learned a lot in 7 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to be taking all of the knowledge that I've learned and I'm going to blow it up.
Yeah.
The best I can.
Right. It's great.
I'm not going to the grave with this.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. So exciting. Okay. So, well, congratulations for doing it because
Thank
half
you.
The battle is just actually putting it into action and doing it because we all have so many ideas.
Absolutely.
And like actually taking it on and executing it yes. and like getting excited about a new yes. project is like, it's just, it's so easy to get excited about something, but like very difficult to just like take the next step.
Absolutely.
Which we've had, you know, so many ideas that we just leave on the table
That's
in the
right.
pub.
Tired of doing that yeah, as
yeah,
well.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm, you know, and I think kudos to us for creating Breaking Beauty, because that was an example of an idea that was actually executed and has done really well. And yeah. so I think there's that little bit of like the bug that you get as an entrepreneur, and that's really feeding me.
Yes. I'm excited to watch it all unfold. Can people follow yeah. you somewhere?
The best thing for right now is just to follow me personally on okay. Instagram at Carlene Higgins, mm-hmm. and I will have updates there.
Yeah.
And a link out when it's ready.
Right. And like periodically website. We'll be checking in here.
Yeah.
You know, to yeah. like see what's up. And of course, we're still going to be here every single Wednesday in your
Absolutely.
Feed. Carlene's not ditching me that easily. And no. I didn't even flip a table in here or anything. I'm so...
No, definitely not.
I was not inspired by my Bravo.
Exactly. And on, but honestly, I'm also inspired by some of the other women on our network.
Yeah, for sure.
Lauren Bostic.
Yeah.
You know, Mariana Hewitt.
Yeah.
Molly Sims. Mm-hmm. Like they have brands and they've had long running podcasts that yeah. they've been doing the whole time. So
yeah.
I'm like, you know, yeah. we can all do it.
Well, thank you, Carlene, for sharing that. And I'm excited, and I'm excited for everyone to follow along.
Thank you very much. Thank you for your support. And I appreciate it so much. And I appreciate our listeners' support yeah. so much. So, yeah,
we're
stay
doing
tuned
it.
For more.
And that's that.
Stick
so,
with us.
Anyway, everything that we mentioned today, you can find on our website, which is breakingbeautypodcast.com. And right. next week on our show, we're just crushing it with guests right now. I mean, Lord Gavin last week. Can we just discuss?
Oh
he was amazing.
Yes.
And if you guys liked that YouTube premiere that we did, let us know. We could maybe do more of those.
Yep.
And next week, for all you skincare junkies out there, we have an amazing episode with Dr. Sam Ellis. And basically the angle is 10 terms you need to know before your next dermatologist appointment.
And she's also the founder of Prequel, which I've shared the gospel yeah. of Prequel.
Right.
And the face wash, which is 50% glycerin and yeah. amazing and so, so cheap, you guys. So yeah. definitely stay tuned
Yay.
Next week. That's Dr. Sam Ellis. See you next time.
Thanks for listening. You can find details on every product mentioned in today's episode, along with our exclusive promo codes, on our blog at breakingbeautypodcast.com.
While you're there, be sure to sign up for our newsletter. Every episode will be delivered directly to your inbox, so you won't miss a single thing.
And get social with us. Let us know what you think of the episode. You can follow us on Instagram at breakingbeautypodcast.
And did you know we also have a private Facebook group? Just search Breaking Beauty Podcast Chat Room.
You can even leave us a voicemail at any time with questions or feedback at 1-844-227-0302.
And don't forget to subscribe to us wherever you get your podcast fix. Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts, where you can show us some love by writing a review.
See you next Wednesday.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.